Hello and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in the state of time, and most importantly, making positivity louder. Wherever you are around the world, welcome. No matter what you're feeling today, we hope this podcast helps lift your mood, your energy, and is your dose of positivity today. I'm Cash.
I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
Got it.
You, man. Oh, I felt like, you know, just, oh, the energy, you know, like just saying that kind of
lifts you up,
gets me into the zone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right, man. Where's the morale at?
The morale is at a 5 or 6 at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit flat today.
How come?
I think my body is tired.
Yeah.
And there's no particular reason for that, just the lack of sleep, and then the boys.
tell the people, man, how they caught you off guard.
I don't know if they caught me off guard. I think that's more a youth thing. I dropped the ball.
Yeah.
So I rock up to pick up the boys from school yesterday, and on the board outside it says it's a teacher's only day tomorrow, and I was like, what? Oh man, and I'm like, it's only been one day after the holidays. Happy to send them back to school, get some peace and quiet, get some work done. But no, it's a hospital pass from the school.
Mate, it's second day in. And already. So anyway, they started on Tuesday.
No, they started on, what day is it today?
Today's Wednesday, man.
Oh, bro, sorry. So yeah, 2 days, well, 3 day in. So they started on Monday.
Teachers need a break, man. I know.
So caught off guard. And then when I read the board, I was like, oh yeah, I remember seeing that in an email.
Yeah.
But yeah, caught me off guard. And so they I spent the day with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As much as I love them, I want to kill them sometimes.
Of course.
So just a bit. But body's a bit tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about yourself? Where are you at?
Oh, it is. Yeah, like I said, it's Wednesday, you know, hump day and getting over there. I feel like Monday just goes, you know, start of the week, Monday, and then Monday and Tuesday, definitely a blur.
Yep.
You get to Wednesday and today and you're like, wow, like it's almost Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's time gone? So yeah, like yourself, you know, definitely feeling at about, I was going to say 5, but since being in the space and doing the intro, I'm about a 6 now.
Nice.
So I'm hoping, you know, as we get through the session, we lift the vibe a bit.
I think it's a good time to ask the audience to check in with themselves as well. Ask them where their morale is at at the start of this podcast, and then see if we can work some magic and lift it for them as much as we lift it for ourselves.
100%, man.
Sweet. What are we talking about today?
Today, I think first off, I feel like we've got some new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to build the community of humans.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's good to just cover off who we are, reintroduce ourselves. Mm-hmm. We'll also touch on the morning montage. We've got a couple of people actually send in what their morning montage was.
Yeah, I received a funny one today.
I think we should highlight that one as well.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple of new parts today as well. So I've got a new quote of the week, and then also bringing some value to the table.
Sweet.
So we'll touch on that.
Beautiful. So who are you?
Who am I? Well, my name's Cash. I'm an architect, an urban designer. Mm-hmm. But what I actually believe in is creating positive spaces and designing positive conversations. I believe, you know, we can transform people and help people reach their potential if we design the spaces correctly. You know, the spaces we design us.
Beautiful.
And that's all I'm about. Why we've created this space and the podcast as well.
Nice. My name is Perry.
Yeah.
Buddy-ish. I always find it really awkward saying my own name, mate.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a. Anyway.
No. If I had to say my name, and I guess this is like a, I don't know if it's like a Kiwi Indian thing, you know, like the actual traditional pronunciation
of it.
So I always say to people, my name's Akash.
Akash.
But it's actually Akash.
Akash, yeah. And so I always say Paresh,
yeah,
rather than Paresh. Anyway,
let us moving on and moving forward, embrace
yes.
the culture.
So my name is Paresh.
Yeah.
And I like to call myself a problem solver, a mm-hmm. firefighter.
Yep.
I think that's who I am. I'm someone who, I think I said on episode one, I'm on the path to fulfill my potential.
Yeah.
And I will take any path or any means necessary to do that. I think that's who I am in my core.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's who I am.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, we just want to welcome all the new listeners to the table. You know, yes. you're here as well. You're with us.
You're in the room.
Where you're driving, watching, yeah. wherever you are around the world, welcome. And throughout the process as well, and as we keep evolving and growing, you know, we're hoping to get people onto the show and mm-hmm. help to put the spotlight on them, help to, with, you know, people are doing amazing things in the world. So yeah. we want to bring that to the table,
for sure.
highlight that, and just increase and lift the energy. So welcome to the team, to the family, to everyone listening. Last episode, we shared our morning montage. So what that was if we were to watch our life movie,
yep.
what is the song that plays when the alarm goes off in the movie? What is that, the tracking sequence or the movie, that the song that's playing in the background yep. To your life, to your intro? And it was really good. We actually had some people messaging in with their songs. So I thought it'd be good to actually share. And I think what we'll do off the back of this is create a playlist.
Yeah, I love that.
You know,
morning montage playlist.
Exactly.
That's
and,
cool.
you know, no matter what you're feeling, if you need some music to lift your vibe in the morning, then, mate, you got a playlist to go.
That's beautiful. Very
so,
cool.
What we had from a couple of our listeners is Jaden Smith Icon.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I can feel that vibe.
I can definitely get on board with that one.
Liggy. It's Ritviz.
Okay.
So that was sent in from someone listening over in the UK.
Oh, cool.
And they said this is some straight up Desi vibes. So that's probably down your alley, man.
Okay, sweet.
Shania Twain. Man, I feel like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the backstory behind this. This was actually, so the morning montage was discussed over a dinner.
Okay.
And this is where someone figured out what theirs was. Someone nice. Sent in from Instagram.
Yep.
Slice of Heaven, Dave Dobbin.
Beautiful.
I can feel those morning
banger,
vibes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Smash Proof, Ordinary Life. I haven't heard that song, but Smash Proof, OGs back in the day, man.
Yeah.
And then there's one more. what are we calling him?
I don't know. Do we name this person or?
He's gonna come. I feel like he's gonna come on at some point.
He is. Maybe we can.
He's Mr. Boss Man.
He is Mr. Boss Man.
From Oz.
Yep.
Big Papa D. Every time he calls, I'm like, Big Papa D, what's yeah. cracking?
What was his one?
Is Ludacris?
Yep.
Area codes.
Oh man.
That's, but I can visualize. I feel like that guy's holding on to his youth. He's young in mind, eh?
Yes. He's young at heart. I don't
young
know if he's
heart.
Young at mind.
Yeah, young at heart.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and yeah, that's a vibe. Big Papa D.
Big Papa D. Big love.
Too good. All right, man.
Can I actually share a message that we got, or that I got from someone who listened to?
Oh yeah, yeah.
To one of the clips that we shared on socials.
Mm-hmm.
So again, just off the back of people sending yeah. in their morning montage.
Right. Cool.
I got this in. I won't name the person.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I totally understand what you're saying. I feel like that right now life is so hard. Sometimes it's difficult to feel good about yourself at times. I'm so ridiculously grateful that I just listened to this. It gives me a boost, which I need.
Love nice. That.
And to me, that was just like, this is why we're doing it.
Yeah.
This is exactly why we're doing it. I think it's important for us to open up and be vulnerable and talk mm-hmm. about some of the fun stuff, but also yep. some of the deeper stuff as well. And hopefully it connects to whoever's listening out there. I think especially great, especially important with the amount of new listeners or any yeah. new listeners that are out there as well, just to show that, yeah, we might talk about Ludacris's area codes, but we also get into some stuff as well.
Exactly. It's the realness and that humanness, you sure. know, that we all feel the way we feel, and you got to bring all of you. You yeah. can't just bring the highlights, man. You got to talk about the lowlights.
For sure.
Talking about highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said last time, the news is a death report. So let's talk about something that's good, some yes. happy news, anything and everything that is good stuff. So what I thought was a big highlight from the week was Ruchin Ravindra.
Yes. And this guy came out of nowhere for me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, but, and so this is, I feel like any Desi like does this. It's like, if you see another Desi performing like on the level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, I know him, you know, like that's my claim to fame, you know, like we got your back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that guy played in the international test match for the World Cricket World Cup.
One day.
Is it one day? Yeah. Oh, damn. Okay. There we go.
Speaking to a soccer player here.
Exactly. But to see someone performing on that level and then also smashing England.
Yeah.
On that level, I think that was just amazing.
Mm.
You know, to see someone represent the community, to represent himself, his family.
Yeah. Oh, and being so young as well. I think he's only like 23, only like 10 matches in or something like
yeah.
that. To be able to have that composure and handle the pressure on, you know, a huge stage like that.
Yeah.
That's some incredible stuff and definitely some really good news for the week.
And then also just on the back of that as well, just something a bit more closer to home.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, when I'm out on runs and walking around the neighborhood, just saying hello and good morning to people if it's in the morning, good afternoon.
Yep.
You know, and if you see someone, if I'm seeing someone running, just telling them to keep going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I've always found that not only I hope motivates them, but it gives me the boost to keep going. I feel it's easy to focus on the negativity, but when you start putting that positivity out, actually it helps us as well.
For sure.
You know, we've got the ability to do it, so.
Why not? Nice.
Yeah,
how often are you running at the moment?
Oh, so we finished up I'm actually going to have started training, so I might be going for a run after this.
Sweet.
Or tomorrow.
Yep.
But we're definitely back into the training program.
When's the next half marathon? Right?
Yeah, December 3rd in Omaha.
Nice.
So that's going to be a semi-hard one, but not as hard one as the one we've just done.
Yeah.
It was Devonport.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had to climb North Head twice. So imagine the size of Mount Eden up and down twice. This is a killer, man.
Mm.
But we did it. We made it. And knowing that we've done that and we've got another one, it's
cakewalk.
Yeah. You can only go up from here.
True.
As always.
Beautiful. I've got a couple of things as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen the Beckham docuseries
yes.
on Netflix. Have you watched it?
Yeah. Finished it yesterday.
Such a good watch. I think everyone out there should go and check it out. I was sort of just expecting some, you know, light, good-hearted fun. Yep. But then to see something really in-depth and then to see how someone so young can handle that sort of pressure again, we talked about with Ruchin. Yeah, really, really insightful. I was showing actually the clip about him, you know, do you see his wardrobe in that last episode?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm showing you the clip about that, and then the one where he's like, how the guy makes a coffee for the interviewer or the producer or whoever, and he talks about how he cleans the kitchen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I've always found it really interesting how people like that who are super successful. I think it's going to touch on something that you talk about as well.
Yeah.
They just have to have things in order and they're a little bit obsessive.
Mm.
And I've always been interested in that. Like these people who are just ridiculously successful, like they have to be a little yes. bit nuts, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that is, they're fully, all they can think about is one thing.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I think really, really cool watch for me. And like I said, everyone should come and check that out. Really, 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 really interesting. And really well made as well.
Any, is there a particular part of the documentary that, you know, was quite memorable for you or quite relatable?
I don't know if it's relatable, but like the part where he gets sent off in the World Cup, I think it was.
That's right.
Like
yeah.
That to me was just like my heart goes out to him, you know? Yeah. And like it happened years ago and all of this, but just seeing that was still something that was, I mean, he still speaks about it as with a regret.
Yeah.
But to see him overcome that with, you know, the entire nation hating him. But he didn't give up.
He just turned up every game.
Exactly. And that literally just turned up every game and just continued doing what he knows he can do. And the outcome is a Netflix docuseries. He owns a football club.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire and probably one of the greatest footballers to ever live. Yeah. And imagine if, you know, I can imagine, I should say, if he wasn't as mentally strong or obsessive, or if he had any doubt in himself, he wouldn't be where he is today because of that one decision he made.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was really inspiring to see.
Yeah. I think likewise, you know, like with the amount of attention and pressure that he had on himself, and to stay true to his north, like,
yeah.
The way he was raised and back to principles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I don't change my values as a human being.
Yep.
Imagine walking on the field and as you walk out, everyone's just booing you.
Yeah.
Imagine the world just, literally booing you.
Yeah, absolutely.
For being who you are.
Yep. Well, and so many of us get upset when one person's booing us, you know?
Yeah. Even no one's booing us except us.
Yeah. Very true.
You know, like, this guy had stadiums full. Everywhere he went, the nation was booing him.
Mm.
And he was able to get through it. Man, that some inner strength there.
Yeah, absolutely.
To find that.
So I found that really, really interesting, really inspiring. Please do check it out.
Yeah.
And then again, something closer to home. The boys' dinner we had. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to 5 other guys, and I said, we need to get together because we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get together, then it's always with our partners or our, you know,
family
and stuff. And you know who you are, but the girls in our family are very big personalities, or a few of them anyway.
Yeah. My wife being the biggest.
Yeah. And so it was good. It was good just to connect. And I think it was important to, the reason I wanted to do it is because I think it's important for us as men to open up and be vulnerable and be able to talk to other guys. And for me, as I said to you guys, you know, as a dad of 2 young boys, I want them to be able to see that it's completely normal and and okay it's normal to do that. And we've decided to do it once a month.
And it doesn't matter who or how many people turn up. If you've got 2 people, then
we do it.
You do it.
Yep.
You know, because it's all about making the habit and the connection.
So yeah, so similar to this, I guess we turn up for ourselves and for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that was a good positive for the week.
Yep.
Some happy news for the week. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'm glad that you started that for us, and you know, you made that something. You've made it happen for us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a lot of us who don't necessarily have many guy friends.
No,
you know, like you just get stuck in work.
Yeah,
the day to day, come home, and
Or even if you do, how many times are you opening up and saying, "I'm struggling with this," or "I need help with this," or "How do you feel about this? Is that how I feel about it?" I think. You could be in a position where you have lots of, you know, male friends around, but how often are you yeah. having the real conversation.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Mm.
And also to be in a space where you're safely challenged.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. I think being challenged is super important. So I had an idea that I brought to the table and, you know, a few of you asked some questions and that made me go home and start thinking a little bit more in depth about what I was thinking about. So yeah.
Very good.
It was very, very good. Beautiful.
All right. Next that we have to the table.
We need like a little musical sting thing to go into each section. Eh?
Yeah, man.
To the table.
There we go.
I'll get in the booth after this and we're going to drop it. I'll lay it down for you.
All right. You're coming in hot. So the purpose of the table is that behind us, you know, we have so much value. We each have our own journey mm-hmm. that we've been on. There's so many learnings that you bring to the table, you know, that you've accumulated over your journey.
Yep.
And so the purpose is to bring it to the table and to share it to the people listening to the community so that, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Yes.
So with that being said, what do you bring to the table, Perry?
What am I bringing to the table? I'm bringing to the table something that's sort of coming up in my life a little mm-hmm. bit as of recent.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the best place to learn is what's happening, like you said, in our lives.
Yeah.
So, have you heard of the law of diminishing intent?
No.
No. So the law of diminishing intent says that the longer we delay something, the less likely it is that we'll do it.
Mm.
So this guy called John Maxwell says, who popularized the law of diminishing intent. He says, if we don't move towards something immediately or within 48 hours, we're very unlikely to do it at all.
Yeah.
So something that's been coming up with me is like, there's a few decisions that I need to make. And so I've always been able to put it off.
Yeah.
I've always been able to, keep thinking about it or going over and over in my head on a particular thing that needs to, a decision that needs to be made.
Are these like life decisions or
yeah.
just general day-to-day?
Or even general day-to-day. Right. Yeah. But then on the other hand, I'm also very quick at making some decisions. Yeah. And I think this is where you've got to just say, you've just got to decide. And that's something that I've been telling myself as well, is like, just decide.
Yep.
That's part of the reason why I have this.
Okay.
Anyway.
To the mic, by the mic. And then it's a bit awkward. But oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So that says now. And that was just a reminder to myself to say, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just do it now.
Yeah.
And I found this quote, which sort of drives home this point.
Yeah.
So it says, just decide. In any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing. So best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to me, that just means, like I said, just decide.
Yeah.
Just go ahead. If something goes wrong, that's fine. You take it as a lesson. You learn, you move on.
Yeah.
But what's the point in waiting around for the perfect moment? Because we all know that that's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I'm bringing to the table. I think Tony Robbins also says, for him personally, he doesn't leave the area when he's made a change. He doesn't leave that venue or that space until he's made one action towards that goal.
Right.
So he'll decide. He'll say, "I've had this goal." He will not leave. Like if I was to say to you now, my goal is to get a six pack by Christmas, right?
What's your actual goal?
What's my actual goal?
Yeah. Tell us something that you're actually working on or towards.
My actual goal or one of my actual goals is to hold a public seminar.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't leave here until I book the venue, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or I set a date or something like that. And so, yeah, so that's what Tony Robbins would say is that.
So what was your goal again?
To hold a public seminar one day.
By?
Don't know, by. It's a good question.
I'm putting you on the spot, man.
Yeah. Let's say June next year.
Done. And now you've just done what you've talked about.
Exactly.
You've made a decision.
That's right. I just beat the law of diminishing intent. Boom. You're
it's
welcome.
That's what we're here to do, man.
Better living, everybody. So yeah, so I found that really interesting and just something that's sort of been playing in my head and something I read about. So
just going back, how did you feel when I asked you to make a decision about your goal just then?
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably just mainly just fair.
Mm-hmm.
But also I knew where you were going with it.
Yeah.
So it was, I was like, oh yeah.
You're anticipating it.
I was anticipating it, but I was like, it was positive. It was like a positive fear of like, all right, here we go. You've been, you know, this is what you say now, back it up.
Yep. And now how do you feel?
Good.
Well, there you go.
Let's do it.
Right. All right.
What do you bring to the table?
So, like I said, you know, I'm all about positive spaces and positive conversations. And for me, like the spaces we design us.
Mm-hmm.
And because space has the ability to help us be who we are, what I find is often when you're space that you excel in or you feel the most safest in, or helps you to be the best you is messy,
mm-hmm.
and isn't clean, then you often, that's a reflection of who you are inside.
Yep.
And so if you just tidy up your space, you go through the process of cleaning, then tidy space equals tidy mind.
Yep.
You know, you often feel suffocated, you feel annoyed. Imagine waking up, right, and the house is messy.
Yeah.
And that's what you leave with to go to work.
Yep.
And then you take that energy and you're taking that to work, and now all your colleagues have to bear that. And then you come home, still a mess.
Yeah.
You know, and then your family members have to bear that.
Yeah, yeah.
But all of this is, the only reason that it is happening is because the inside's like that. And so just taking time to clear space often helps me to relieve the stresses inside.
Yeah. I 100% agree. I'm like, you know, things are a mess. A million things to do.
Yeah.
But if my space is not clean, then I can't focus.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It's simple. Like even like cables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when on the desk. When
cable management is underrated.
I love seeing the TikToks, you know, where the electricians come in and they show the power boards, distribution boards, and they're all like, poor. That is tidy, but it's just a way of being, you know, and how we can help our space to help us be better, a better version of ourselves.
Mm.
It's to just tidy the space.
Design
the
space.
As hard as it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just do it.
Design the space and the space designs us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Anything to add on that?
No. I think... I'm just a champion for the spaces we designing us. You know, there's a lot of, we can help ourselves to be better versions of ourselves if we're more intentional with the space we have. Doesn't have to be big or small.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the spaces you got.
Yep. And you've done that here with this room, so.
It's pretty minimal. But that's, right, the intention.
Exactly.
Is that we're here to speak and share, and the space allows that.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Quote of the week.
Yeah.
The quote of the week comes from Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, or she says, I've learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Mm-mm-mm.
Case study A.
Yes. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so I took some time to think about it.
Yep.
And where I started with was that I feel like a lot of people make their minds up about things, and that generates the fear.
Mm-hmm.
So making their mind up about who they could potentially be, you know, the power within them is too great. They're too good. And then like people are going to judge me, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that creates the fear.
Yeah.
And so that inhibits growth, paralyzes them, forbids them from reaching their potential.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if we look at the quote, I've learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. So yeah, I was looking at it on the other side where one's mind is made up is you've like the fear's just there.
Yeah.
But I think what the quote is actually saying is that you have to decide that your time is now. It's a no questions asked type of scenario.
Mm.
So whether you say you can or you can't, either way, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all yours to carry and you're the one bearing it. Yeah. So for how long are you going to bear it for?
Yeah.
So if we know our truth, if we know our potential, we know the magic within, then let that radiate and just make that decision. And once you've made that decision that I am going to be this person or I'm going to do this one thing, then like what's going to stop you? You know, like if you've got something that powerful, yeah. that, you know, like we're talking about building the cathedral.
Yes.
If you throw a pebble at the cathedral, is the cathedral going to tumble over?
No.
You know, like in that pebble represents the fear. You have to, like, we are the cathedral, man, yeah. and nothing's going to step or stop in getting in our way. And so how do we do that? I think we have to start with just 1%. Like, how am I going to, just deciding to be 1% better, do something to make us 1% better, and then slowly, 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 the fear diminishes. I think if, like, there are special cases where people are just like, boom, that's it, I'm doing this, and fear's gone. And I feel like that's something we can all work towards.
Mm.
And then also that the mind deals with feelings and emotions. So what we need to do is to get into a state where we enable our mind and our mind to feel fearless, because fear is an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're stuck in fear, how do we get out of fear? Is like, that's what the morning montage is about.
Yeah.
You know, is you're channeling the energy, you're putting yourself into a state of being where you're able to just tap into something and then you feel powerful. Like when you're feeling powerful, is there any fear?
No.
So whatever you're, and going back to architecture and space, is the space you're in. If you're in a space that makes you feel powerful, makes you feel good, you've got the sun coming onto you, you're out there glowing, like there's no room for fear.
Mm.
So allowing your mind, or putting yourself into an emotional state where you can rise above that, I feel like is the way to diminish that fear.
Yeah.
And then finishing on that, I think you have to stand and imagine. You have to visualize what that person who is that decision maker looks like.
Yeah.
You have to, as dumb as it sounds, you just like without even doing anything, like before you even make the decision, is just think about, like, you just close your eyes and you think about how that person makes a decision. Mm. Like if they made a decision, what would their life look like?
Yeah.
What would the next few steps after that look like?
Yep.
And what does that evolve onto?
Yep.
And then like, okay, if the imaginary me can do it, then why don't I try this like right now?
Mm.
And then, I don't know, see the outcome.
See it, believe it, achieve it.
That is what my mom says. And it's funny, is and that's, for me, that's how I learn.
Yeah.
You know, is she used to have this on the back of her business card. Think it, see it, believe it, achieve it.
Oh, wow.
And I'd like, as a kid, I'd be like, why'd you put this on the back of your business card? But now I know it, man. And that's repetition.
Yeah.
You know, it's like every day that's what she believes and that's what she sees and that's what she puts out.
Very cool.
You know, and so, yeah, if you make a decision, and once you make your mind up that this is who I am, and yep. if you've thought about it, you've seen it,
mm-hmm.
like I said, there's no room for fear anywhere.
Mm. That's beautiful. Me. That was, I don't have anything to add to that. That was beautiful. That was very well said. Mm-hmm. I think to me, this goes back to the law of diminishing intent, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
I was going to say it's full circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just make your mind up and just decide.
Yeah.
Like you said, if this is who you want to be, just decide.
Yeah.
And make that decision based on what that person that you want to be, how they would make their decision. So yeah. And I like how you mentioned the morning montage in that as well. Again, speaking to Darren this morning, he was
yeah.
saying how the morning montage can be an anchor. And so an anchor is something that, it's like a thing
mm-hmm.
or an anchor
yep.
that you attach an emotion to. Right. So, what we use in seminars is the All Blacks doing their haka.
Yeah.
They could be, you know, 5 minutes earlier, be making jokes and high-fiving the rest of the team and, you know, talking shit. As soon as they get onto the field and they do their haka, they know it's business time. That's their anchor. And I think similar, the morning montage, as soon as you hear that song, if you close your eyes, like you said, visualize what that means to you and what that person is or who that person is.
Yeah.
And then you attach it to that song. Anytime you're feeling low, anytime you're feeling down, anytime you feel indecisive, anytime you feel weak, anything like that, if you were to play that song, then that should automatically switch you back into that empowered, yeah. strong, powerful person. So just, again, going back full circle to the morning montage, I think that's why it's important to have that and to hold that in your mind. But yeah, coming to the quote, just decide.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be an EP.
Don't be an EP. I love the word EP, man. If I ever got a tattoo, it'd say
EP.
It'd be EP, man.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's simple.
Yeah.
Hard to do, but simple.
Yeah. And why? Because I feel like we've both gone through it. Why is it so hard to do?
To make a decision?
Yeah.
Well, I think just like anything, like I said in episode one, I think it's fear.
Because fear is so crippling for a lot of people.
So do you find fear crippling? Do you think you're fearless right now? I mean, yeah, do you think you're fearless
in this moment?
In life.
In life, yeah.
Yeah.
But there are times
where you feel fearless.
I feel fearful.
Right. Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah. Where you feel fearful. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's a very different person, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot even speak.
Yeah.
I've been in client meetings where I'm in that much fear and all the words just gone.
Mm.
And a boss is sitting across the table. Mm. And he's just like, what's going on right now? Client sitting there like, okay.
Yeah.
And you're just stuck in fear.
Yeah.
Like you start panicking,
yeah.
getting nervous, and you're just saying stuff like words don't make sense. I can't even connect sentences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and yeah, it's just something that you got to work through to get through. But again, like I said, the way I relate it back and the way we bring it back to the quote is because I didn't make those decisions. That's what got me into that position. You know, like all I needed to do was make a decision of what I wanted the outcome of the meeting to be.
Yeah.
And because I didn't do that, I was a lost sheep.
Yeah.
I was like trying to figure out what am I doing in this place? So yeah.
I don't think people understand the power of visualization.
Yeah.
Like I think that's, again, something that's so underrated.
It's almost like cheating, but it's so good.
Yeah. It's a cheat code for life. I think it also links back to the idea of lucid dreaming. Do you know what lucid dreaming is?
Mm. Kind of.
So it's like, it's the concept where you are in a dream.
Yep.
But you know you're dreaming. And so when you're in a dream and you know you're dreaming, you can do whatever you want, right? Like, it's like, it's like if I was to drop you into a video game, you know, you've got infinite lives, you just hit the reset button and you go back. Like, you just do whatever, right?
Yeah.
If I had to make a jump from this building to that building and look pretty big, in real life I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But if I was in a video game or if I was lucid dreaming, I'd be like, I could probably make that. And then you get there and, you know, whatever. You'll make whatever it is to whatever you need to be able to fulfill that outcome, you would do it.
Yep.
It'll just appear. And I think real life is like that.
Mm.
And so I said in one of the videos that I made earlier is, you know, wake up and dream.
Nice.
So rather than, you know, lucid dreaming or dreaming when you're asleep and or even having daydreams or I dream of being like this one day, if you wake up and realize that this entire world is your plaything, just dream and whatever you want, make it happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. What are you sitting on? Are you still sitting on, I guess we are checking in on what you've been sitting on.
Yeah.
We're at episode 2.
Yeah. Made it happen. And yeah, let's talk about this journey a little bit, you know, like putting it out there. There's a high off the back of that. And I think off the last episode, like, I think it was finally timed, like, you know, we just decided, like, come on, let's just do it now.
Yep.
It's getting a bit silly.
Yeah.
And we did it. We put it out there.
Yep.
It's done. Forgotten. Next one. Just focus on doing this.
Mm.
And I have to say, we recorded another one.
Yeah.
Didn't go as planned, but that didn't stop us.
Let's move on.
We're back.
Yep.
And so, yeah, getting comfortable. I think now it's about getting comfortable with being this person.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I feel like we're sitting with it, almost standing.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. I think, yeah, same.
Oh,
I think,
what were you going to say?
Huh? Oh, no, that's what I was, I was just going to say that, yeah, it's going to, I think it's definitely going to take a couple of episodes to sort of really sit into it and start to feel comfortable again.
Because I think, like, for the people listening, like, I think, like, so, it's not just that we say things, but we're actually trying to do this ourselves.
Well, yeah.
You know, like,
it's definitely like our weekly roundup sort of thing where we, you know, we go out, live our lives.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, and put practice into action.
Yeah.
And what we come here and say that we're doing and is definitely something that we're trying to put into real life or real world action.
And we're trying to create the people we want to be.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and then as part of that, like, because, you know, we're person A right now. We want to be person B. Like, you can't just become person B. You got to create person B and you got to visualize what person B does, the way person B speaks. And and I think that's what this process is. It's like us being here right now is us creating that person. And
yeah, we're bridging the gap.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're doing good. I'm sitting on it and I'm not actually sitting on it anymore.
Yeah.
I think we're doing something about it.
Yep.
How about yourself? What are you sitting on?
Similar to you, I don't think I'm sitting on what I said I was sitting on. I think I'm definitely making some moves.
Yep.
Taking some action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of positive space, positive mindset.
Yep.
So, yeah.
If there's anyone listening who's out there... Wait, before I get to that, let me just come back to you.
Oh, no.
And I think I can see the change already. So,
interesting.
You know, first, like, you organized that catch up. After our chat, you caught up with, you know, there's action off that catch up. But then also, like, if you go, when you go back and you listen to the part of the episode in the beginning, you corrected your own self. Like, it was almost like you were using, like, limiting words, and you changed that to almost like empowering words.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't EPing yourself, basically.
Yeah.
And like the sitting on it, you would have just kept going. Yep. And it's that small, like, the I can'ts to I can'ts.
Yeah,
you know, that it's that small. So I picked that up.
So are you talking about today?
Right now.
Oh, sweet. Well, I didn't realize. So I guess my subconscious is working on my behalf.
Yeah. And so that's what I wanted to say is, coming back to the listener and the person watching, is that, you know, if you're sitting on something, there's help.
Yep.
We're here.
Yeah. I would love to have a conversation. And yeah. it doesn't need to be in front of the camera.
No. Completely offline.
Yeah.
If there's something you want to do and you want to, or the person, if you want to become someone, or you want to become the best version of you, but you're sitting on it,
come have a chat.
Have a chat, man.
That'd be cool.
Because why not? Like we said, it's just a decision. All you got to do is just send us a message. That's it.
Do it.
No one has to know. Nothing's going to be shared. But this is just our way of helping the world to be better.
Mm.
And if you're there right now, you're sitting there and you're listening and you're sitting on something and you want to break through something, the guy to help you is sitting across the table from me.
Yeah, it just needs 20. You just need 20 seconds of courage, right? It's like right now, just do it. Just do it. Just do it right now. Go, right now. We're waiting.
We're waiting.
We'll wait for you.
Remember, be the best. This is your opportunity to be the best you.
Yep.
If you're driving right now, pull over to the side. Think about who you are and who you want to be. Send us a message.
Yep, let's help bridge that gap for you as well.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Nice work, man. I think we're almost at the end.
Yes.
Where's the morale at?
I'm sitting at a 10.
Woohoo!
Woo! I'm sitting at a 10.
I feel like if Big Papa D was here, he'd be like, yeah, baby!
What about you?
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely at a 10.
Yep.
Feeling full. Mm. Feeling re-energized. Feeling re-centered, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like I'm ready to...
take on the world.
Yeah.
Go out and achieve.
Put the energy back out.
Let's do it.
Spread the positivity.
Yep.
And I think the biggest takeaway for me today is just remembering who I am.
Who are you?
If anyone wants to know where that's from, it's the Lion King.
Oh, come on. If you don't know, then stop listening. Get out of here.
There's Gen Zers in the
that's true.
In the building, man.
That's true.
Listening, you know?
That's true.
Is that one scene where Rafiki tells Simba to look into the pond, and don't just watch it. You gotta actually listen and think about what he's asking him to do.
Yep.
I think that's a great way to leave today.
We should do a breakdown of that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right. Next episode, we'll break down that whole scene.
Sweet.
That, because of that scene, that's had a massive impact on my life. Like when I went through and watched that and went through that in the seminar and that just, for me, that's where like life just, a part of life clicked about just being who I am.
Yep.
So, okay, that's the plan. Sweet. If you want, I'm at a 10 and now I'm at a 15, man.
Let's go.
So don't sleep on today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just get it done.
Just do it. Decide.
And yeah, let's leave it at that. I hope whoever's listening, whoever's watching, you're feeling like a 10. You deserve to be a 10. Why be anything else?
Why?
Call us. Yeah, you, that EP, who is still thinking about whether or not you should call us. I've decided for you.
Yes, do it right now.
Universe is making it happen. So call us. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Perry. Thank you to the listener. I am filled with warmth, filled with so much energy, just so much gratitude. Thank you.
Beautiful. See you next time.